today was an exciting day for the state of North Carolina. Today, the Fourth Circuit, which encompasses Virginia, West Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Maryland, which is one step below the Supreme Court, said that the judge's ruling is accurate in saying that discriminatory marriage laws are unconstitutional, which very much paves the legal framework for North Carolina's Amendment 1 to be thrown out as unconstitutional. So supporters of marriage equality, like myself, are very excited for the news today. It looks like it's probably only a matter of time. We heard.
When do you expect that you will issue marriage certificates in Buncombe County?
I will issue marriage licenses as soon as I am legally able to. And what that looks like is most likely we will probably see a court case here in the near future, hopefully sooner rather than later. It kind of depends. There's a couple legal avenues, and since I'm not an attorney, I won't try and pretend to have a full understanding of it. But the ruling today in Virginia could still stay at the Fourth Circuit for a minute and be applied to, and all the judges in the Fourth Circuit could have a ruling on it. It's very likely that the ruling would stay the exact same, so they might appeal it directly to the Supreme Court. So the ruling today may not be final. That being said, it's very likely to see all of these things start to tumble, and North Carolina's Amendment 1 will tumble right with it.
And when that happens, what will you do?
I'd be honored to issue marriage licenses as soon as I can legally do it. And so hopefully that is very soon.
Are you surprised by the pace of this change?
I am. I am very excited to see what's happening. And once the Supreme Court decided on the Windsor case, it has just been complete dominoes. And we've seen each federal court make a ruling that makes the same decision that says marriage is a constitutional right and that same-sex couples who are in a loving relationship deserve the right to marriage.
The Fourth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond ruled today that Virginia's same-sex marriage ban is unconstitutional. And then North Carolina Attorney General Cooper said, today we know our law almost surely will be overturned. Simply put, it's time to stop making arguments we will lose and move forward. And then he added, this doesn't mean that same-sex marriage can start today, but it does predict that our law will be struck down. What's your general reaction to what happened today and the Attorney General's reaction?
These are two very significant developments today that point toward the reality that marriage equality is coming to North Carolina. It's not a question of if, it's a question of when. We were heartened by Attorney General Cooper's response to the decision in Bostick and feel that it's only a matter of time before a federal court also ruled that Amendment 1 is unconstitutional.
I recently spoke with the Register of Deeds for Buncombe County talked to him about when he thought he would actually issue marriage licenses. What would you say to him as to when he should do that?
We're asking all elected officials in North Carolina right now to take a stand against Amendment 1. We've been inspired to see Mr. Reisinger take the bold step of being the first clerk in the South to accept applications from LGBT couples. We are hopeful that there's a registered deeds out there who's ready to take the step as an act of conscience to begin issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples. What we also know is that there are couples who very desperately want to be married and to have their relationships recognized legally. Just this evening, I was with a couple named Betty and Carol. They've been together for 41 years. They're plaintiffs in a lawsuit that's challenging Amendment 1 on the basis of religious freedom and equal protection grounds. And they feel the urgency of this so keenly. And as they put it tonight, they can't keep waiting much longer.
And will you seek a marriage license in North Carolina soon?
My wife and I are legally married. We married in 2008. So our role will be being very honored to stand in support of couples who are marrying.
I would assume then that your license is in another state, though, and I wonder if you're looking forward to a day where you could have that license recognized by the state of North Carolina.
We cannot wait until North Carolina recognizes our marriage as legal. We are married in the eyes of the federal government. We're married in our hearts, and we're married in the eyes of our family and friends. And the day that North Carolina, our home state, recognizes that can't come soon enough.